Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
No partridges, no pear trees. In fact, there's nothing living in the 18th annual Only a Game Sports Holiday Gift Guide, which will burst upon your ears in this week's show. During the production of the 2010 edition of the Gift Guide, I was able to do a little something for you, our loyal listeners, or at least for any of you interested in acquiring a flag made out of used baseballs from a fellow named Nathan Rickert.
I'd also like to give the NPR listeners a 15% discount. All you need to do is put in the discount code NPR, and you'll receive a 15% off discount for any order over $100 or more.
You can learn more about that opportunity by listening to this week's program, which will also feature some big inflatable football players.
They are actually easy, fun. People walk into your house. They love them. The Super Bowl last year, we had one. It just made the whole party.
Boy, I'll bet it did. I bet it did. Was there room for any guests?
No! So I got to eat all the food.
And you'll also learn that should you wish to give someone on your list a photo of a pro sports jersey with his or her name on it as it hangs between the jerseys of his or her favorite actual players, well, you'd better be more careful than I was in picking favorite players, because one of mine got traded.
Actually, Bill, I think in the business world we call that planned obsolescence, and that means I get two sales from you, my friend, not just one.
We'll also be discussing with sports writer Michael Bradley why he won't be including Auburn's Cam Newton on his Heisman ballot. We'll have a story about the NASCAR Hall of Fame's detour into the slow lane, or perhaps the pits. And Glenn Stout, the series editor of the Best American Sports Writing Series, will be here for a discussion of this year's entries. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.